Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The state of disaster has been lifted as of 12 a.m. It was last night. I'm not really sure what it means. Yeah, I was very, very confused about it. But hopefully the tourism industry is not. And hopefully this will be a good move in the right direction. Chifiwa Chivengwa, Chief Executive Officer of Tourism Business Council of South Africa. Ndai, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
So this must be welcome news.
No, indeed it's welcome news. The fact that we have ended the state of disaster is good news. It simply means, we are at a better position than we were when we started. And also it means that we can return to some level of normal life with the little regulations that are left. So it is good news. It is progressive. It's going to go a long way in making sure that the tourism industry accelerate its recovery, and hopefully very soon we find ourselves in a situation where we don't even need the health regulations that have been contemplated in terms of living our lives and doing business. But overall it's good news, it's progressive, it's a big signal, and we've had a tough 2 years in terms of losing our loved ones, people losing their jobs. And the recovery is going to be longer and it's going to be tough. But, we're a resilient industry and we will make sure that it happens.
How do we deal with I'm traveling overseas this evening, and the stress, anxiety, number of forms, tests, printing of vaccine certificates is quite significant. It is not without its challenges. Now, the strange thing is, a lot of it is actually about the tourism industry itself. It's around airline requirements, airports, and things like that. When is the actual tourism industry going to remove or push to remove some of those regulations that have to be a deterrent to travel? Because it is so much easier to get into my car and drive locally on holiday. But now if I think about people overseas coming here, I am concerned.
Yeah, so what we have done for when you travel outside of the country, of course you got to adhere to what the other country is looking for. Mm-hmm. And usually those rules will be written by other people. We need a global effort to harmonize how we travel globally. And this is something that the World Tourism Organization under the UN will be working on, and also us from the business side globally, the World Travel and Tourism Council will be looking at and calling for. We need a harmonized travel regulatory environment that enables people to move from one place to the next. Now, for those that are coming into the country or South Africans returning into the country, if you're vaccinated, all you need to do is to print your vaccine certificate. You present it when you return. There's no need for anything else. But of course, if you've got symptoms, there may be things that needs to kick in from the health regulations protocols. But if you're vaccinated, it's vaccine certificate. If you're not vaccinated, you produce PCR. If you neither have the two, you're going to have to do the antigen test when you arrive at the point of entry. And if you're positive, you're going to have to quarantine for 10 days. Those are the things that are there now that we need to deal with going forward. Now, that's a better position than where we were before, where everyone who was coming to the country needed a PCR test. Now we have options for those that are vaccinated and so forth and so on. We need to look into these things as we go forward, because this cannot be permanent measures. If the disease, burden is getting lower and lower, we're going to have to remove these things and go back to the state of disaster, whereby we didn't have any regulations that deals with travel in terms of COVID-19. So we're going to have to go back, but we're going to have to monitor. We're going to have to make sure that whatever regulation is put in place does not hinder the growth of travel. We still have a few things that we need to work on now. Issues around gatherings, because those will affect the tourism industry in terms of conferencing, exhibitions, events, and so forth and so on. We need to make sure that we find a middle ground to deal with the situation at hand. And also the protocols that we've put in place, it doesn't necessarily mean, and these are voluntary protocols that we put in place, it doesn't mean that they automatically fall away. It means that we need to find a middle ground to say, how do we operate within the environment that we're in? What is it that we need to do away with? What is it that we need to keep? And the reason for doing this is because we need the system or the value chain of tourism to be trusted. If we immediately go and say, well, you know, we're not going to be sanitizing a table, or we're not, you don't sanitize your hands, there may be people who say that, you know, in their own country, they're so concerned about the hygiene. So therefore, they will, you know, they request that sanitization, you know, happens. So we're going to have to sit down and say, you know, what are the things that we do away with from the voluntary protocols that we deal with, that we put in place? What are the things that we're going to keep? How much do those things cost? And to make sure that it doesn't affect the bottom line negatively.
Will there be any assistance given to the South African tourism industry? You know, what would you hope for from government in order to assist you getting back onto your feet as an industry?
Well, you know, I think now we're going to trade ourselves out of the situation that we're in. The opening of everything means that now we can work, and we're going to need to work harder. The only thing that we need is that the government must do its part in terms of marketing the country. We will do our part in terms of converting those that have been marketed to actual bookings and actual travel. So that's what we can hope for. And also, you know, we need to deal with legacy issues that have impacted the tourism industry over a long period of time. Issues of safety and security are important. You know, there are other issues in terms of regulation pertaining to licensing of vehicles. We need to deal with roads that goes to attractions. We need to deal with issues around the cleanliness of attractions, especially those that are owned by, you know, municipalities. So there are a few things that we ought to deal with, and various red tape that we need to deal with to make sure that we get into some level of of pre-COVID or improved level of pre-COVID. So yes, the COVID is done for now, although we're going to have to look at the national health. Mm-hmm. And we're going to need to deal with the rest of the things that we need to look at.
Absolutely amazing. And I love your comment that we're going to trade our way out, and we're going to trade our way to back to health. And I think that is absolutely amazing. Chifiwa Chivengwa, Chief Executive Officer at Tourism Business Council of South Africa, his reaction, their reaction to the lifting of the state of disaster.